This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Occasionally, I use the phrase politics stops at the water's edge when talking on radio. I really didn't know the full history of the phrase until reading an editorial by former Senator Joe Lieberman. After World War II, Senator Arthur Vandenberg, a Michigan Republican who was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, formed a bipartisan partnership with President Harry Truman. He did so to help secure the post-war peace and strengthen the country's position in the Cold War. When asked why he worked so closely with a Democratic president, he replied, "Politics stops at the water's edge." Joe Lieberman provided this history lesson for some of his fellow Democrats who simply would not acknowledge that taking out Qasem Soleimani was in our best interest and made Americans safer. He felt this action by the president deserved bipartisan support rather than the negative reactions promoted by his fellow Democrats. He reminds them that this terrorist leader created, supported, and directed a network of terrorist organizations that spread havoc in the Middle East. He oversaw various camps with the elite Quds Force fighters and Iraqi militias. They were responsible for the deaths of more than 600 American soldiers. He also questions the claim by some Democrats that the president has no authority to order this attack without congressional approval. He said such a criticism was constitutionally untenable and practically senseless. The authority to act is inherent in the powers granted to the president. He reminds them that the previous president ordered drone strikes on dangerous terrorist leaders, including one that was born in the U.S. I'm grateful that he was encouraging his fellow Democrats to leave politics at the water's edge and stand together against Iran and terrorist leaders. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.